Singer on SAFM.
We in conversation with senior associate at the employment law practice at Cliff Deckenhoff-Meyer, Khodi Shopashe joins us, and we're looking at mental health issues in the workplace and exploring how perhaps South African employers are not putting into place safety protocols and measures in order for them to address mental health issues as presented by their employees. And we'd love to hear your take on this. If you are in an organization, do you think your organization does enough to support, does enough to, you know, be there and understands mental health issues and has provided all the resources? Or perhaps there's a misalignment or a misinterpretation of how they need to show up for you as an employee. 061-410-4107 is our WhatsApp line, and 086-000-2032 is the number that you can call us on. Itumileng in Mafikeng, how are you? That kind of rhymes.
Bridget, I'm good, Bridget. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Go ahead, Butuan.
You know, you're discussing something very important, and hi to the attorney there. Is it Khodisho?
Yes, Khodisho, yes.
Look, where I work, I will not say we are 100%. But normally I receive a lot of complaints from line managers, directors of misconduct, where they would then push that we punish employees, take them to disciplinary hearing and stuff. Now, the strategy that we took, I normally refer this misconduct complaints to before I can process them, because I had a misconduct unit in my employment. Now, I would refer these things to a unit called Employee Wellness, Organizational Development. Now, the manager would then summon this individual, will sit with them, have discussions over a period of a week or so. That's where then they will then pick up these issues. And we have referred a lot of people to institutions, to places, to doctors, and where we picked up that actually these individuals don't have, you know, but they have mental issues, you know, that they need assistance, they need help, and they can't say it, but you will see at their behavior. Now, it's unfortunate that we rush to try and punish these people without investigating what is leading to this particular behavior. So our employee wellness unit has been able to pick up such issues. Now, a lot of employees have been assisted through this. And I will write back to directors and say, look, I think we agree that this person has not been coming to work for past 5-7 days in abscondment years. We subjected this person to this particular process, and this is what we have been picking up. We sent him to this doctor. He has a clinical report. Now, doctors will be able to, now we have put this person on a program, or he or she is in that particular institution. She's receiving help. Now, it's then that, you know, management become aware that, but we have a problem here. Instead of rushing, let's try and see how best can we help our employees. But I can tell you there are those cases, Bridget, that people will come repeatedly, you know, trying to abuse the system. And that's when then we'll then take punitive actions and start engaging with the process of discipline. This is a very good thing. I think employers must look into how they can best investigate cases and behaviors of employees and try to assist them, other than, you know, starting to be punitive and starting to charge them and so forth and so forth. It's very important.
Yeah. Well, listen, but Itumeleng, when it sounds as though you are the right kind of manager, the right kind of leader, and your organization takes, you know, a more human sensitive approach to how you deal with matters. And ideally, Khoshido, this is how we'd like every organization to function, right? Lead with humanity first. Khoshido? We've lost him for a second. We're just trying to find him back on the line. But our lines are open on 061-410-4107 and 086-000-2032 is the number that you can call us on. How is your organization by way of supporting supporting the employees when it comes to issues around mental health? Do they lead with a human-first approach, as we heard Abud Dumeleng in Mafikeng tell us about his organization, that, you know, before they get to the punitiveness and the punishment and assumption that it's a misconduct issue or it's an ill-discipline issue, they first try to get to the bottom of exploring whether or not there isn't something deeper that is happening there through their employee wellness program? And it sounds as though majority of the time, when they get to the crux of the matter, it is discovered that there's a lot more going on there than just a misconduct issue. I don't know if we've got our guest back for just a last bite. Yes, you are back.
I'm back, yes. Apologies for that. I don't know what happened.
No, don't stress. Hopefully you got to hear Abud Dumeleng, because it sounded like he's the kind of leader and works for the kind of organization that a lot of people would run to go work for.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, I mean, the fact that he even mentioned his company having a wellness team or some sort of portal or their photo just shows that, you know, the company is prepared for such circumstance. Because again, I mean, like I said, it's very challenging to distinguish between a simple behavioral issue and a mental health issue, because sometimes, you know, those lines can cross. So you know, Itumeleng is, you could see he's right. He's taking steps in the right direction.
Talk to us a bit as well, because some people would go, at the end of the day, we're running organizations and businesses that are answerable to shareholders, and so we must be efficient, and we must have staff member that is present, efficient, and productive. And so our patience and understanding can only go so far. What happens in those situations where then there must be a consideration for dismissal, even after all the processes have been done and you know, the leave has been given and the understanding has been given in order for you to work through your mental health issues, but the company reaches a point where they say, well, we have to move on now. We don't have any more time and resource to dedicate to getting you better.
Yeah. So in that instance, and you're right, employers need to actually make a decision as to when the person, or well, when in their view the person does not have the capacity to continue with their job. And what they really have to do is just follow these few steps. The first thing, you need to investigate into, you know, the employee's condition. And obviously this is provided that the employee raises the issue that he suffers from some sort of mental health issue, because without that being something that is considered, or, and again, this is provided that it's not obvious, the employee needs to raise that and say, look, I've got this health condition. And after that, the second step is there needs to be a fair consultation process where you actually interrogate the facts that are given by you, by this employee. And this, again, involves any potential accommodations, potential alternatives, and the like, and the prognosis of the mental health condition. And then thirdly, you need to look at whether these reasonable accommodations are something that or fall in alignment with what the employee would be doing. We're not saying create a new position for such a person, but whether, you know, you can adjust duties that they were doing. And then lastly, if that you know, is not feasible, then the employer must consider subjecting the employee to an incapacity process and procedure, and which may ultimately lead to their dismissal. And with incapacity, like I said earlier on, it's a no-fault inquiry, right? All you're saying is, employee X, you simply do not have the capacity to do this job. You know, it's the same. Again, mental health should be viewed in the same light as any other disability. And again, that's my view. If you do not have the ability to pick up heavy boxes or something heavy because you can't walk, it's simply there should be a direct parallel to how we apply that with mental health issues. So. suitable accommodation and no suitable alternatives, then an employer can dismiss such an employee.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think you've definitely sparked a good conversation here that would continue, I'm sure, as companies get ready to roll out the new year. This is probably something that would be cause for discourse within various corridors. I thank you for the time, Khoshi. Why do I keep getting your name wrong? Khodisho. There we go. Khodisho Pashe is my guest this afternoon. He's a senior associate at the employment law practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. I keep wanting to call Khodisho. Khoshi. This is, see, I'm envisioning him being a king. It's just gone 2:30 on the Full Circle. Myself, Bridget Masinga, Ondela, is standing by with the headlines.